for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for showers with a high of 82. Tonight, 60% chance for rain with a low of 68. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Rain was spotty in the area overnight. We recorded a quarter of an inch of precipitation overnight and early this morning at the radio station. But farmers in southeastern Wayne County and northwestern White County reported an inch of rain over the same time period. Reports from McLeansboro indicate it received roughly 3 1/3 inches, and Dahlgren reported only 86 hundredths. Rain is forecast into tomorrow for the area, which could bring a wet end to an otherwise dry month. Before this past Friday, we had received 1 1/3 inches of rainfall at the radio station. Counting the rain overnight, we had received 2 1/2 inches, though that total will increase as the day wears on. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail recently. Wayne County deputies and Fairfield police arrested 30-year-old Louisville resident Corey S. Jones early this morning on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. According to police reports, at approximately 2 a.m., deputies and city police conducted a traffic stop at the intersection of First and Main Streets for a vehicle having no front registration plate. Police said the driver and passenger, Jones, appeared nervous, and the driver consented to a search of the vehicle. Nothing was found in the car, but police did find several items on Jones, including a glass meth pipe, 3 hypodermic syringes, and a plastic bag containing a small amount of meth. Jones was taken into custody and transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police arrested 28-year-old Norris City resident Ashton E. Dodd last night on a White County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of domestic battery. He was held in jail, pending the posting of $575 bond. State police arrested 53-year-old Grayville resident Timothy D. Herring on a charge of possession of meth early this morning. He was also wanted on a White County failure to appear warrant for retail theft. Herring was held, with bond set at $595 for the warrant. 56-year-old Johnsonville resident J.J. Gammon was arrested by county deputies last night on a charge of disorderly conduct. Gammon was released after posting $120 bond. The Edwards County Farm Bureau has canceled its Ag Olympics, which had been scheduled for this coming Tuesday. The Bureau says it needed 30 people to sign up for the event, and it had not reached half that total by this morning. The ECFB Young Leaders will hold a tractor drive on July 25th, however, and that event is open to everyone and will begin at the square in Albion at 8:30 a.m. The drive will end at the square at approximately 12:30, with its route covering roughly 40 miles in eastern Edwards County. The cost is $25 per tractor, and it includes a gift and dinner at the drive's conclusion. All tractors must be able to travel at least 10 miles per hour. Pre-registration is encouraged, but same-day registration will be available. Anyone with questions can call 445-2113 or email ecfb024@gmail.com. The Illinois Department of Agriculture will host junior livestock and horse shows later this year in lieu of state fairs. The Junior Livestock Expo will be held in Springfield over the course of 2 weekends in September. Beef, sheep, dairy goats, pygmy goats, and rabbits will be shown September 11th through 13th. Swine, dairy cattle, and meat goats will be shown September 18th through 20th. The Junior Horse Show will be held at the DuQuoin State Fairgrounds, with English showing August 29th and 30th, and Western showing September 5th and 6th. Shows are limited to Illinois residents between 8 and 21 years old. The entry fee for the horse show is $10. Livestock entry fees are $20 for beef, $15 for dairy cattle, swine, sheep, and goats, and $1 for rabbits and poultry. More information may be found on the IDOA website. The Wayne County Health Department announced the county's 13th case of COVID-19 yesterday. The individual is a male in his 40s. Two people are currently in isolation at home, and 10 of the cases have recovered. One person with the virus passed away. As of yesterday afternoon, the county had performed 1,531 tests with 1,518 negative results. The Hamilton County Health Department also reported an additional case yesterday, a male in his 60s, marking its fourth overall. One person is hospitalized, one is in isolation at home, and two have recovered. Hamilton County had completed 355 tests as of yesterday afternoon, with 351 negative results. The State Department of Public Health announced 738 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 14 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 142,461 cases and 6,902 deaths. Several other counties in southeastern Illinois reported new cases yesterday as well. Jefferson County sat at 109 total cases, and Massac County added 2 to reach 11. Saline and Lawrence counties each added 1 new case to reach 9 and 7, respectively. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for June 22nd through 28th was 2.7%. The southern region's rate was 4%. The Wayne County Health Department says, even though Illinois has moved to Phase 4, the number of positive cases in the county has gone up as of last Wednesday. It encourages people to practice recommended safety guidelines to help prevent the spread of COVID-19, including washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, social distancing, wearing a face mask when in public, and staying home when sick. U.S. Magistrate Judge Gilbert Sisson has reportedly remanded Darren Bailey's lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker back to Clay County Circuit Court. The Illinois Attorney General's office wanted consideration in federal court on May 21st in the case, where Bailey claims the continued use of executive authority by Governor Pritzker has gone against the Illinois Constitution, despite the pandemic. In his decision, Sisson wrote, federal courts may only hear certain claims, and a defendant may not remove a case to federal court unless a plaintiff's complaint establishes a federal jurisdiction. He went on to say there is no easy balance in protecting public health and saving the economy in light of the magnitude of the pandemic and a response needed to such a disaster. However, he said the complaint did not fall under federal jurisdiction. Bailey and his lawyers have said the move to federal court was in bad faith, but Judge Sisson said the governor was reasonable for seeking removal of the case. Frontier Community College is moving forward in Phase 4 of Restore Illinois. For the remainder of the summer, degree-seeking students may schedule appointments for on-campus meetings, including advisement and financial aid. To ensure everyone's safety, after making an appointment, students should call FCC to let people know they're there, and students will be met at the door to enter. They will then be required to sign in and practice social distancing, and a mask may be required. If students or anyone in their households have been sick or running a fever, they should call and reschedule. The guidance was developed using the recommendations of the IECC's Leadership Committee, as well as guidance provided by the IDPH and Governor's Office. It also incorporates components of the Illinois Board of Higher Education's Fall Reopening Committee. Auxiliary services, such as the Fitness Center, Frontier Perks, Bookstore, and Learning Resource Center, will remain closed. Current degree or certificate-seeking students will be allowed access to the LRC and bookstore on an as-needed basis. Access to the fitness center will be granted to Bobcat athletes and students enrolled in credit classes held at the Den. There will be no rental of facilities. FCC will monitor the process with respect to health and safety standards and will increase access and services as priorities dictate. The Office of the Illinois State Fire Marshal and Governor Pritzker have announced the recipients of the Small Equipment Grant Program. A total of $3.5 million was awarded to 154 fire departments and districts and EMS providers. The OSFM received 540 applications, requesting around $12 million in funding during the grant period. Local recipients include the West Salem Fire Department, which will receive $15,845, the North Clay Fire Protection District, which will receive $26,000, and the Woodlawn and Waltonville Fire Protection Districts, set to receive nearly $25,000 and $26,000, respectively. The Small Equipment Grant Program was established to provide grants of up to $26,000 for the purchase of small firefighting and ambulance equipment. Most Illinois fire departments, fire protection districts, township fire departments, and standalone, nonprofit ambulance service providers were eligible to apply. All fire departments, fire protection districts, and township fire department applicants were required to have participated in the National Fire Incident Reporting System for a minimum of 2 years prior to applying. The IDPH has launched a new tool to help assess the coronavirus threat on a county-by-county basis. Kim Howard has the story.
The risk assessment tool provides information like the number of new cases in your county, ER visits with virus-like symptoms, and whether there have been any clusters of infection. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says it's displayed as a map.
If your county is colored blue, we're on the right track. If your county is colored orange, that's a caution or a warning that something is going on. And our goal is that with that caution, you will think twice about your own personal habits and activities. Maybe you'll think about reconsidering going out in that large group gathering. Maybe you'll reconsider going to an indoor dining experience. Maybe you'll consider appreciating a religious gathering online as opposed to in person.
View the information on the Illinois Department of Public Health's website and click on the coronavirus disease banner. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
USDA's rural development continues to promote infrastructure programs for local communities, according to State Director Doug Wilson.
Well, you know, the infrastructure and the basic work of rural development has continued, and so we've been working with a lot of communities, water co-ops and others, to help develop and repair aging facilities in the process. And here, just about a week and a half ago, we announced $23 million we were investing in projects in seven different communities, and this was to improve water or wastewater infrastructure in the process. One of the things that's made it attractive, and I want to encourage local communities to listen to this. I know everyone looks for grant money, and there is grant available, but our loan rates are the lowest they've ever been in the history of rural development. We were offering 1.8% loan interest loan on loans up to 30 to 40 years, and so that's about as close as you can get to, I'll call it, free money. But by making these investments now in long-term investments for their community, you know, it's going to pay dividends to the people who live in those areas for years to come. And it's something that people don't want to ignore.
More information may be found at rd.usda.gov/IL. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield plans to reopen for visitors tomorrow after shutting down as part of statewide efforts to limit the spread of the coronavirus. Officials say the property has been cleaned and protective barriers have been installed in some places. Tickets must be purchased in advance online or over the phone. Visitors will have their temperatures checked before entering. They must also wear masks, and they will be asked to stay one Lincoln apart, a nod to the former president's height of 6 feet 4 inches. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Save-A-Lot in Fairfield is your neighborhood grocery store. They have amazing quality and fantastic prices. This week's specials include Arkansas tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. Whole twin-pack pork butts, 128 a pound. Whole boneless pork loins, 187 a pound. And all USDA choice beef roast are $3.99 a pound. Stop by Save-A-Lot this week and take advantage of these specials. Save-A-Lot on West Main in Fairfield.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 70 degrees. Time now for the Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,652, up 56.98 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,012, up $138.46. This is Jeremy Smith for WFIW, WOKZ News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 90-year-old Carmi resident Mary L. Majors died on Monday. Mary Majors is survived by her husband, Bob, son James, two granddaughters, and two sisters. Services for Mary Majors will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow, at Centerville Cemetery. 65-year-old Fairfield resident Gerald E. Peterson died on Saturday. Gerald Peterson is survived by his wife, Laura, two children, seven grandchildren, two brothers, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Gerald Peterson will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, with cremation to follow. Visitation will be on Wednesday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7 p.m. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 66-year-old Wayne City resident Paget Lawrence died on Friday. She owned and operated the Little Red Barn for 20 years. Padge Lawrence is survived by sons Corey Lynch and Dustin Bowen, one grandson, siblings Cheryl Starner, Phyllis Smale, and Robert Brightwell, and several nieces, nephews, great-nieces, and great-nephews. No formal services for Padge Lawrence will be held at this time. The Young Funeral Home in Wayne City is assisting the family. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.